You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race Twilight card at Tipperary this evening on Thursday, April the 20th. We've got a mixed card for you tonight. We've got 3 on the flat and 4 over jumps to get stuck into, the highlight of which comes in the shape of the 6.10, which is a mile and a half conditions race for the stayers, in which Motherland makes his eagerly waited seasonal reappearance for the Joseph O'Brien stable. Plenty of good maidens and handicaps alike scattered amongst the rest of the card. So let's get stuck straight into the action. And the best bet comes in the first race in the shape of Dabulina from the Dermot Weld stable. This filly made a really sparkling debut when she finished second to a really nice horse of Fozzie Stacks called Angel Island. The two of them were in a bit of a duel all the way down the straight there at Cork. But although Dermot Weld's charge came out worst of the fight in the latter stages, she certainly did enough to me to suggest that she can win a maiden quite comfortably in due course. Indeed, the time figure of that race was such that I think that the first two could even be pattern race performance. So in a race where there isn't a great deal of strength in depth, obviously one or two horses are respected, I'd certainly expect Dabulina to step up to the plate here at the second time of asking and win this race for the second year running for the World Camp.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is a mile and a half maiden. Clongowes and Venice Beach, the two old rivals, lock horns here. They've already clashed before, and that was towards the back end of last season on the 23rd of October, when in a maiden at Leopardstown they finished second and third respectively behind one of Dermot Weld's called Titus. On that occasion, Venice Beach was the stronger in the finish, so in theory he should uphold the form. He needed the run first time out on really soft ground at Leopardstown, to my eye, and he should be all the better for the first time cheek pieces as well. And with the team going really well at the moment, I'd expect him to uphold the form with Clongowes, who himself ran quite well first time out at Nace behind a lovely horse of Dermot Weld's called Toco Damore. But unfortunately, he got stuck on the far rail that day, so that didn't do his cause any favours whatsoever. Two nice horses, two nice staying types, sure to be playing their trade in decent handicaps throughout the rest of the season. Hopefully Venice Beach will come out on top, as he did towards the back end of last season.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.40 then, which is the best race of the evening. And as said in the preamble, Joseph O'Brien's Motherland is the best horse on show here tonight by some way. He was a progressive three-year-old last season. He started his run-off when finishing third at Roscommon in a very fast time. And then he stepped up to the plate on his next start to win in wildly impressive fashion, once again in a very good speed figure. He culminated his season with a win in a competitive handicap at the Galway Festival, pulling well clear to the tune of 17 lengths, no less, of quite a useful bunch of horses. Unfortunately, we haven't seen him since, and he's now rated 105. He looks very much, for me anyway, to my eyes, like he could turn into a decent middle-distance cup horse, this middle-distance horse, or even cup horse this season for Connection. So defeat looks out of the question tonight for Motherland. Eznak looks the logical danger. He ran as though he needed the run first time out over an adequate trip at Nace, and he could easily progress from that first run to the second. But Motherland certainly is all the rage here, and he's likely to make a seasonal winning reappearance.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and this is the first of the hurdle races here tonight, coming up at 6.40. It's a 2-mile maiden contest. Robin de Foray is bound to be all the rage here from the all-conquering Willie Mullins stable. He rounded off his season when we last seen back in August with a convincing victory at Kilbeggan in a bumper, travelling really well at the head of affairs throughout. He pulled well clear in the latter stages to string the field out to the tune of 7.5 lengths and 53 lengths, no less, back to the third. Albeit the form of that race isn't anything special, His time figures have been reasonable enough to suggest that he could easily win a maiden hurdle, providing he knows his job. The main danger looks to be Guitar George, and he probably is the each-way alternative stroke choice to the favourite based on his three runs so far to date over hurdles, the pick of which came back in October when he chased home Gordon Elliott's Sanibel Island, who was hugely impressive the last time that we saw him in a competitive handicap at Navan. He probably got bogged down by the really heavy ground when last seen behind Sutton Manor, but that horse went on to run really well in the EBF final the other day at Fairyhough to suggest that form's not too shabby. Back on better ground tonight, I'd certainly expect at the very least Guitar George from the Henry de Bromhead stable to be in the frame. And at 6-1, he looks the each way call in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, and a very competitive looking handicap we have here. Ran about 5-1 the field this morning. Game Puppeteer is certainly going to be high on the shortlist. He's been running well of late, a very consistent horse under both codes. And even though he's carrying top weight, he's got a useful £7 conditional to take a little bit of slack off that burden. And obviously better ground will suit him as well. But Kalahara Castle is definitely my choice here. She ran really well the other day down in Wexford, chasing home a horse called All in the Head. Travelled really well until just getting outrun in the closing stages. I think this better ground will suit this horse as well tonight. Just looks as though that she's been wanting a little bit of better ground based on her finishing efforts in the latter stages of late. And don't forget, if you go back to one of her runs early on in the year at Nay, she wasn't too far behind a horse that has sprung through the handicap ranks at a rapid rate of a knot. It's called Yaha Fizz. So I do think her overall profile suggests she's going to run another huge race here tonight. So Kalahara Castle, solid each way choice there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a 3-mile maiden hurdle. And all the rage here is bound to be Getaway Kid, and he's very much the confident selection to finally get off the mark at the fifth, sixth time of asking. He ran quite well behind subsequent Martin Pipe hero, Champagne Classic, two starts ago at Thurles. And then he looked as though he was going to win the other day when sweeping to the front round a home turn at Wexford, only to fluff the last two hurdles and then run green once he was in front and then get run out of it by Miss Eyecatcher on the running, who rather picked his pocket. Hopefully he would have benefited both mentally for that run. And with the Noel Mead stable in flying form this week, they've had a fantastic Fairyhough Easter Festival. I'd expect Getaway Kid to finally get his head in front here tonight in that 7:40.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 2.5 mile handicap coming up at 8:10. And I'm going to put forward here ABC from the Niall Madden stable. This horse was a big price winner last time out, although I did actually suggest this horse could be well handicapped off the back of several promising runs in decent juvenile hurdles behind the likes of Landon Hope and Glory and Prospectus. And he duly backed up that opinion by making a mockery of his handicap mark of 88. And even though he's been put up a whopping £16 subsequently, I don't really think the level of this horse's improvement has ceased, even though the handicap has had his say in the matter. Mark Walsh takes the ride here tonight. And on ground that will definitely ride on the easy side of good, I'd expect ABC, who certainly looks on the improve, to continue his progression there in that final race against, to be fair, a bunch of handicappers that the handicapper knows everything about. So ABC, quite a confident choice there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow on April the 21st when we're going to be taking a look at the evening card at Dundalk. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.